Well, about a month ago, Chicago community leaders called for Facebook to put a 30-day moratorium on Facebook Live, the immediate broadcast function for the site. The reason? Too many people were broadcasting crime. And it runs the gamut. Drug use, beatings, shootings, and in some case, murders have been broadcast on the social media platform, not to mention suicides. Facebook has not changed the service, but according to Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin, they are listening. They're in conversation with not just community leaders, but law enforcement. And just yesterday, Boykin took Facebook to some Chicago area schools to learn more about what the kids think of the peculiar moment in broadcast history. Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin represents parts of the west side of Chicago, and he joins me now. Commissioner Boykin, thanks for being here.
Justin, thank you so very much for having me. I'm honored to be back.
So let's talk about the meetings. I mean, this will be the second time Facebook you've been able to engage with Facebook. Where are you at in the process of trying to find a way for them to actually do something about crime being broadcast on Facebook Live?
Look, I think we're making tremendous progress. I think that there's a real recognition by Mark Zuckerberg and the executives at Facebook that there is a floor of decency beneath which we must never go. And I think that the indication that you saw them agree to hire 3,000 new individuals to monitor the content that's on Facebook and Facebook Live, and to get that negative, despicable, vile content down very quickly. So they're committed. Look, they're committed to making sure that they're a good corporate citizen. They're also committed to making sure that children are educated about what things to report. And so yesterday they were in town. We took them to Christ the King on the west side. We also took them to Urban Prep in Inglewood. Mm-hmm. They met with a great group of students who, you know, one of the things that was interesting for me is that they asked the question how many people had saw despicable things on Facebook, and all of the hands went up. And they said how many people have reported, no hands went up. And so that was interesting. And so the people asked the question, well, why didn't you report? They said, well, we didn't report because we thought somebody else might report it. And then somebody said, well, I didn't report it because it seemed normal. I mean, this stuff, this violent videos and stuff, all of it's become so normalized, and it's had a chilling effect, if you will, on our young people.
Yeah.
So I think we're moving in the right direction.
It's such an interesting development in our society, the idea that you can broadcast live from social media platforms and the fact that crime gets in on that broadcast platform. But there's also the question of what's the government's role in regulating platforms and broadcasts. Right now, there really isn't any regulation. So the only course of action for community leaders like yourself is to sort of engage with Facebook and hope on their own that they do something to change the tide.
Absolutely. Look, and I think it's also interesting because I don't think that young people want to see this thing regulated or the internet necessarily regulated in that way. It's a difficult balancing act between what's viable content and what's not content that ought to be shut down. And so I think that by hiring 3,000 more individuals added to 4,500 individuals already around the world, I think that they're making a step in the right direction. Look, there are 1.9 billion subscribers of Facebook, and that's a whole bunch of people. And Facebook Live is something of a new phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It's only a year old, if you will. And so, I mean, look, there's some unintended consequences that have taken place, and I think they're beginning to address those consequences of the advances in technology. But we don't want to see a chilling effect on the internet. We want to see the content that ought to be there stay there. But things like suicides, things like murders, you know, things of that nature don't necessarily need to be there. And, of course, you remember the young lady, 15 years old, who was raped on Facebook Live. 40 people watched it, and nobody reported. And so we've become a nation that's basically become numb to this kind of violence. We don't want to be that way. We want to change the way of thinking.
Cook County,
we're going to continue to work with them.
Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin's on the line. We're talking about Facebook Live and engaging Facebook, the company, to find out ways in which they can, as you said, sort of set a floor of decency and not go below it. We talk about Facebook and what they can do from their end on the technology, but a lot of this also has to do with the people that are pressing the button to record crime. And you know, you took Facebook to the classroom yesterday to talk to some of the kids in the high schools you mentioned. Well, I mean, is there any thought about educating those kids about the severity and the consequences that go into recording crime, to broadcasting crime to other people, and not to mention the fact that they don't report it when they see it?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I shared with them is the story of DeKayla Dansberry. DeKayla was actually, her death began with a threat on social media. And she had a fight after school last year with a young lady. The young lady stabbed her, and she lay in a pool of blood. Somebody pulled out their phone, and they Facebooked it live. And her mother got a call saying that your daughter is on Facebook lying in a pool of blood. That's how her mother found out about her death. We think that no mother should ever find out about some child's death in that manner. That's inhumane. So we got to teach people. We got to retrain people. We got to get inside the minds of people and their hearts and say, hey, wait a minute. Would you want your child to be lying in a pool of blood and you upload that on Facebook? It makes absolutely no sense. And so we've seen a lot of that in Chicago. I mean, quite frankly, Chicago has become the epicenter for a lot of this violence. And so Facebook is totally committed. And this is the second time that they've sat down with us. And we also had a great meeting at their headquarters last night where they met with a number of community organizations and children that we actually brought to their headquarters last night. And we gave them some ideas. Justin, we're going to be making a big announcement about something that's going to happen in Chicago first and may sweep across the nation to help in terms of a public awareness education type campaign around what to report and why it's important to report.
You know, as I think about the way social media obviously has connected so many communities, and we've heard the stories of how it's isolated them as well. I mean, we hear over and over the idea that the way that social media is being used, not only for when it comes to kids in school and you know, when they're ready, and obviously negative issues like bullying and other things that happen in social media. But we're also hearing more and more from law enforcement and others about how social media is used for gangs, for beefs, for, you know, the tendencies to actually have fights that spill over outside of the digital space and maybe even contribute to what we're seeing in the violence epidemic that's here in the city of Chicago. When you're a Cook County commissioner, you're a leader of the community, you're a leader on the west side. How do you view social media and the way that it's being used, especially when it comes to the negative impact on society?
Look, I think that social media has good intentions, but I think there's always those individuals out there who want to use it for negative things. And, you know, quite frankly, I commend Facebook and all the other social media entities who actually work with law enforcement. A lot of these people wind up getting arrested because of what's done on social media, what they say on social media. They can share that information with law enforcement. And I think that's the tremendous thing about social media. But, you know, what I would say is this. It does have a negative consequence when you know, gangs are recruiting via social media. So what we did in Cook County is we created a social media gang task force. And we're working with Sheriff Tom Dart and others to make sure that our officers are trained on what it is that they need to look for, what keywords they need to look for, and that sort of thing in terms of gang recruitment, in terms of drug sales and that sort of thing. So we're doing everything that we can to keep up with the technological age and keep up with these folks who would use social media in a negative way.
For the last question I'll ask is just about Facebook. I mean, you had two meetings with Facebook, and they were good, and you're just explaining it to us now. How do you see that relationship moving forward? And do you see companies like Facebook or others like Twitter or others that Snapchat that are going to have more dialogue with our government, with government leaders, with community leaders as they move forward and maybe even develop new platforms and new technologies?
Absolutely, no question about it. Look, government can help Facebook, and Facebook can help government. And the same with the other social media outlets. I mean, we're interconnected. We're dependent upon each other. And so government can either regulate these instruments or government can let them go unfettered without regulation. And, you know, quite frankly, I'd rather see it that way and see us work together in a partnership to make sure that we protect our children. all of us have that in mind, that we want to protect our children from certain content. When I was growing up, there were certain things that I never saw. But quite frankly, children today are very curious, and all of them, many of them have cell phones, computers. And so they share these videos or share things that have been uploaded. And by the time you share it with somebody, you've already captured them. It's already become a part of them. And so we want to shield them from that kind of content. So we look forward to working with Facebook and other social media giants. And hopefully we'll see Mark Zuckerberg in Chicago very soon.
Cook County Commissioner represents the 1st District. Richard Boykin joining us to talk about his conversations with Facebook, the company, to talk about Facebook Live and how we can keep some of the nasty stuff off of there. Commissioner Boykin, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Justin. I look forward to seeing you in studio next time.